And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dion.
Welcome back. It is Hard Facts 90.3 Nigeria Info and Herringbone Hackett. I'm Dio. It's 9 minutes gone past 4 p.m. and conversation does continue at this time. Many thanks indeed for staying tuned. And we get on right now with a conversation on a matter that making the rounds these days. We've been making the rounds for some time, actually, and talking about the e-Naira that was recently launched by Mr. President himself. Yes, by the way, Nigeria's central bank digital currency, CBDC, the e-Naira, has gone live after an official launch by President Muhammadu Buhari on Monday. Buhari launched the e-Naira at State House in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, after a previous plan to unveil the digital currency on October 1 was put on hold. Quote, "We have become the first country in Africa and one of the first in the world to introduce a digital currency to our citizens," the president said during the official launch. Nigeria is one of the five countries in the world to develop an official digital currency, while 14 other countries are at the pilot stages of launching theirs, according to Atlantic Council's CBDC tracker. The CBN engaged a Barbados-based digital financial tech firm, Beats Incorporated, as a technical partner to develop the e-Naira. Well, since its launch, even prior to that launch and since its launch, there have been many questions as to what exactly is this e-Naira. How is it supposed to help the economy or help the average Nigerian for that matter? How different is it from the conventional Naira or the one we've been accustomed to for as long as most people have or for all our lives, literally speaking? What differences might we experience with this one? And it's also, besides these questions and uncertainties about it, it has been met with some challenges as well. For example, the application of the e-Naira on download or app stores like the Play Store. The application has been removed. The e-Naira app has been removed from Google Play Store. What's responsible for this as well? What does it signal? These and other related matters, or almost everything, if not everything, connected to the e-Naira is what we're discussing in this hour. And joining me via phone from Lagos for this conversation is an individual who's definitely qualified for this conversation. He's a former head agency banking in Africa's or reportedly Africa's biggest retail bank. Talking about Access Bank Group, he's got 22 years of banking history that covers strategy and business planning, general administration and resources management, retail channels management, marketing and sales, strategic and reputational risk management, team building management, and financial risk. My guest is an astute banking and finance professional with executive middle management training focused in strategic leadership from University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School, and an MBA from the prestigious University of Liverpool in the UK. My guest is the co-founder, chief executive officer, and managing director of CTRMO Technology Limited, a micro lending institution. Michael Ogba joins me from Lagos. Hello, Michael. Good evening to you. You're welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, everybody.
How is Lagos today, Michael?
Lagos has been quiet. The traffic is there. You know, it's very close to the end of the month, so the activities have been up. So everybody's in a hurry. And in December, you know, it's about 2 months from now. So the vibe and the energy of Lagos is at its height.
And I see the energy wasn't on the. And all of that wasn't enough. The e-Naira, I imagine, might be adding to all of that activity at the moment.
Yes, it will. It will certainly.
So let's talk about the e-Naira right now. What exactly?
Okay.
What exactly is the e-Naira?
Okay, it's very simple. E-Naira is a central bank digital currency. It is issued obviously by the Central Bank of Nigeria. And like you said in your intro, this is the fourth in Africa. And I think it's a very good move. It's a legal tender, actually. So the same way your Naira is a legal tender, the e-Naira is an equivalent. So it is the digital form of the physical Naira that you and I are using, and it can be used in the same way we can use cash. So in a nutshell, that's the digital currency, the e-naira.
Okay, now, if I have a bank account, as I do, by the way, and I believe a lot of Nigerians have bank accounts as well, now, the money that I have in that account is not physical cash. Would it be right for me to refer to the money in my account as digital cash as well? And if that's correct, how is that different from this e-naira?
Okay. The answer is yes and no. Yes, to the extent that in its form in the bank, it's a legal tender. And the e-currency, that's the e-naira, is also a legal tender. So that is the commonality between the money you have in your bank account and the e-naira. But that's where it stops. It is also not true that it is e-naira in the sense that the money you have in your bank account is a deposit with a commercial bank. So the liability is on the commercial bank. They are the ones that are holding your legal tender, as it were. On the other hand, e-naira, the principal liability is on the federal government of Nigeria through the Central Bank of Nigeria. So the only way you can convert the money you have in your account to e-naira is where you go through the process of moving it from your current from your account, whether current or savings, into an e-naira wallet account. That e-naira wallet account is now the digital currency. And the process is such that Central Bank wants to know exactly how much of your money in the bank has been converted to a digital currency. Otherwise, it will become unwieldy. They won't be able to know which part of the money in circulation, as it were, is digital and which one is physical. Let me make one clarification for the benefit of the listeners. It is very, very important I make this clarification. If I walk into a bank today and I fill a form, either a savings withdrawal form or a checkbook or any means through which I want to withdraw money, the bank is obligated to give me cash immediately. So that cash, Central Bank might not be able to know until and unless the bank reconciles their account with CBN. It is not the same with the e-currency. The e-currency, you first have to convert it to a wallet, e-naira wallet account. And the point of converting your money in your bank to that e-wallet, Central Bank is aware. That is where the money, just like you have physical cash, is involved. You also have e-currency in a wallet controlled by various banks, but the custodian, as it were, is Central Bank of Nigeria. So that dichotomy has to be well understood by everybody to now know the difference between the money you have in your deposit account and the money you have in your e-wallet account.
No, is this good for the economy? And if it is, in what way does it better or improve the economy?
It has so many advantages. I will start with the minutest one. So today, you take your money to go and buy, I don't know what you want to buy. Usually, the money that are most prominent in Nigeria economic system today is the 1,000 and the 500 naira. If what you are buying is, I don't know, 980 naira, that 20 naira change to get it is a problem. That problem will be sorted out by this e-naira presentation, the digital currency. All you need to do is to ask the person, you have your e-currency, say yes. You can use USSD code to transfer the money, or you can go through an agent.
But Michael, pardon me, if the person who's selling that commodity to me has a bank account, I can also transfer 980 naira exactly from my account to that person's bank account.
Correct. You are very, very correct. But the assumption CBN is making is that there will be more people using the e-currency account than that other one. The process is still unfolding. But ultimately, the idea is that as many adult Nigerians, and we are looking at 120 million, should be able to have access to e-wallet, even where physical, even where bank accounts does not exist. The idea, which is what CBN is pushing, is that the e-currency should be able to get there. So you are right, I can do the same thing, but the e-currency makes it more dynamic because they want to get to those at the bottom of the economic pyramid. But again, like I said, that's just one part of me. On the major one is that, do you remember that some months ago, Nigerian CBN clamped down on cryptocurrency? I don't know if you remember.
Of course.
And they now say that for you to do all this Bitcoin kind of thing, you have to go through your bank, blah, blah, blah. If you remember, it was a matter of discussion some months back, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you cannot vouch for all the players in that digital, digital space, especially the Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency of this world, because a lot of scam happen in that field. And once you cannot vouch for all of them, this one is controlled. You can do exactly the same thing they do with cryptocurrency, but this time around, it's a legal tender. So you have the legal backing to do whatever you want to do. Somebody wants to send you money from abroad, the person can wire the money without going through the bank, the black system of the cryptocurrency. Now you know the person is sending you money to your e-wallet account. So that's one other advantage. Remittances from abroad can be done in a way and manner that it's accountable both from the bank and CBN. Secondly, I just want to bring out the top advantages. You know, when we say something is a digital currency, it has a digital footprint. So when government wants to collect taxes, it will be easy for government to know who is doing what, because every single transaction will have a digital footprint, which the government can, through that digital footprint, be able to collect their taxes. Another thing is that it does is that when you want to do social intervention, like all those trader money, cheap money, government this, government that, it will be easy. Just ensure that all the recipients have their e-wallet account. When you move money, that money can be traced. Dayo has his account. Michael has his account. Not that Dayo will be fronted for Michael and be giving you different account numbers that you cannot trace. GBN has made it mandatory that every bank has to set up their e-Naira wallet account, which will be audited on an ongoing basis. So for social intervention, there will be transparency. It also helps, like I said, for those in diaspora to move money, and it will be accounted for. And the ease of transmitting between one person to the other. CBN is developing the QR code for it. So these are a few of the advantages it has amongst many others.
Now, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what from our conversation so far, it appears the biggest beneficiary of this e-Naira scheme is government and the CBN, because it enables them keep track of sins, and they can easier follow the blueprint or follow the track, follow the money, so to speak. But am I right? Once again, it appears the biggest beneficiary here is government.
Yes, to that extent, I agree with you.
So of what benefit really is it then to the average Nigerian? What are the biggest benefits to the average Nigerian?
Okay, for the average Nigerian, just like those that always use their app and those that always use their online banking application, you deal less with cash and more with this e-currency, as it were. You know, it has the backing of federal government. So for me as a person, I hardly use cash anymore. When I go to people, I do transfer, blah, blah, blah. So it's only going to enhance it to an extent that cash will be reduced. Again, the other advantage, which is also government, as it were, is that the cost of printing physical cash can reduce due to the cost of carrying cash, taking cash up and down, spreading and all that will also reduce. Dayo, the truth is that all of us will benefit, not immediately, but over time you will see that when the adoption goes up, look, by using the digital currency, you will be happier that you are doing something that has a track record, the transparent. You ask what other advantage does it have? When you spend and you use your digital currency, banks will no longer ask you to come and prove whether you send money to Mr. Lagbaja or Dayo. It will be easier for banks to just check your digital footprint and know how much they can advance to you and what your net worth based on your spending pattern is. So I think it has multifaceted advantages which we cannot totally exhaust in this program.
Michael, I'm very optimistic, and I'm all for innovation. You know, I'm all for technology, yes, and advancement and all of that. I mean, you've been a banker for well over 20 years. I mean, you are as good as they come as far as the banking sector is concerned. But all the things that you've listed so far sound like things that the existing banking structure is able to do already. You can follow, I mean, you bankers have an expression: if you're trying to find out anything about money, about transactions, or whether it's fraud or anything, you say simply follow the money. That means even with conventional banking systems, there are digital footprints already. If I do a transfer from my account to another person and I see I did it, it's simple. You can simply check if the money left my account to another person's account. And as far as the cashless policy is concerned, personally, and I speak for myself right now, I rarely do handle physical cash as well. I can do transfers, I can use the ATM card and all of that. It appears that the existing banking structures and systems already do this for us. What extra will having an e-Naira account or wallet do for me specifically that my existing deposit bank account and all its paraphernalia will not do for me?
Well, the answer is that there are only limited additions to what electronic banking offers today that one will offer. That's the truth. I will not I can tell you otherwise. But look at it this other way. You know, let me backtrack a bit. Maybe it will be clearer if I use this example. Early 1970s, the U.S. stopped backing up every dollar with a gold stored in the Federal Reserve. Before 1970, every single dollar has an equivalent of a gold being warehoused somewhere. So if you don't want the dollar again, you are entitled to the gold equivalent of that currency. But over time, the U.S. economy realized that it was not going to work anymore. So they stopped backing every dollar by setting aside the gold that is backing it up. In the same vein, today we have physical cash that is in circulation. Over time, it will become unwieldy to just keeping that cash and say that this, you know, every single currency has a number. It will get to a point that it will become very difficult to keep printing and keeping that cash and say, all of us, anytime you want cash, you must provide that cash. Now, CBN is stepping in and saying, at a point, we should have a digital equivalent of the physical cash we have today. Over time, whether you like it or not, the use of cash will continue to reduce, while the equivalent in digital currency will continue to take over. That will happen in a matter of time. Now, today, what you see is that those physical cash that we send, and Nigerians make the mistake of saying, I'm using my ATM. They will go to ATM machine. They will still withdraw cash. That's not electronic in any way. That is still use of cash. But we are saying we want to leave that aspect where you rely on physical cash all the time to not spend the little thing that is backed by the federal government of Nigeria. To me, that is the innovation. It's not taking away from what we are doing presently with digital banking, with online banking, and all that. It's only going to add more credence to the extent that federal government is backing it up. I don't know what else to say, but that is the only innovation in this whole thing that BPN has done.
All right, this Hard Facts 91.3 Nigeria in Football Haka. Nigeria's Eid Naira, the future of digital currency in the country is what we're discussing at the moment. We go for a quick break, and when we return, the conversation will continue. My guest who joins me via phone from Lagos, Michael Ogba, and you can join the conversation as well via digital platforms. To stay with us, Hard Facts returns shortly.
Information is a two-way thing. Nigeria Info, it's your turn. Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dial.
Welcome back. It's the Hard Facts at 91.3 Nigeria Info. Here in Budhaka, I'm Dial. We got 22 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. Discussions continue. I don't miss discussing the e-Naira and the future of digital currency in the country. My guest is CEO and MD, Sitiamo Technology Limited, Michael Ogba. He joins the conversation via phone from Lagos. Hello, Michael. You're welcome once again.
Thank you very much, Dayo.
So, Michael, specifically, how is the e-Naira, which is a digital currency, different from other digital currencies vis-a-vis cryptocurrencies especially?
Okay, so for cryptocurrency, you know, it's internationally traded. You have access to it. Only you. If you die, nobody else will have access. There is that aspect that is also shredded in secrecy, and there are certain things you'll be able to do without threat. I'll give you two examples. If I'm into pornography, child kidnapping, if I'm into ransom and all that, I'll be able to use my cryptocurrency or Bitcoin. Nobody will know what I'm doing. I can move around countries and all that, to the extent that nobody can legally come and arrest you using that. So it's a different ball game. But this one, we are talking about the legal tender backed by the federal government of Nigeria. So there is nothing secret about it. Same way you spend Naira and all that. So to that extent, it's a big difference. And we're talking about Nigerian legal tender. So it's not going to be used in America, where Naira is not a legal tender as it is. So it has some limitations, especially with globalization. There are some level of places you can use them for and all that. Yeah. So that's the major difference.
All right, let's go over to Facebook right now. I've got a question there from Endwell Ezimoniogos. If someone is in USA or UK, can the e-Naira wallet be used? And can it be funded with a US or UK debit or credit card? And secondly, if e-Naira is bought, since the value is based on foreign currency, does it mean if the foreign loses value, the e-Naira I have in my wallet loses value as well?
The answer to the last question is yes. Just think about the physical Naira that you have. If the exchange rate goes to 700, for instance, it has reduced in value. Same thing, we have in the intro, we have made clear that e-Naira is exact same value with the physical Naira. So whatever happens to the physical cash happens to that. I'm talking about funding it from America, funding it from the UK. You can actually set up your e-Naira wallet from wherever you are. So long as you have a bank account in Nigeria, you can move money from there. You can send somebody and do all you need to do. The same way you can operate your account in Naira from US, you can give the instruction and it will be obeyed. Same thing with the e-currency, e-wallet account. You can do all manner of things. To the extent that there is no difference between the e-Naira and the physical deposit you have in your bank account, only that this one is a mirror of the physical currency. So that's the only difference, yeah.
Well, the attached to that question is, can you fund it, your e-Naira wallet, can it be funded with a US or UK debit or credit card?
The answer today is not possible because I've read the, what do you call it, the details of the law backing it up and all the information from CBN. They will develop it. You know, today, if you want dollar through your bank, you can convert, you can buy dollar through your account, but it has to be the official rate and all that and all that. That hasn't been effectively set up as it were. You know, it's just a new phenomena that is upcoming. We will get to a point where you can actually fund it using your dollar or your pound sterling. But that day is still coming. It hasn't been perfected today. CBN is still struggling to meet all the demands of all genuine customers that require USD to do their transaction or other foreign currencies. They've not met all that. So adding this to it will become a bit of a challenge for them. But we'll get there.
All right, Chicken Hunter OG also via Facebook. I believe Michael's response now answers your question as well. Chicken Hunter was asking, nice and timely conversation. One e-naira is equal to what value in naira? Chicken Hunter, the answer to that is one e-naira is equal to one naira as well. Am I right, Michael?
Yes, you are right.
The lines are open right now. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 and 0817-93-0007. Please think critically about the question that you want to ask. If it's something that's been addressed already, do not bother to call in. 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007 are the numbers to call. Now, Michael,
yes.
You say that it's good for the economy. My question is, now, if you say that the money in my bank deposit, in my deposit account, the person who has the answer for that, who bears the burden of that, is my bank. But for the e-Naira, the person who bears the burden for that is the CBN. So what happens if a lot of Nigerians, maybe even the majority of Nigerians, move their monies from their deposit accounts to the e-Naira platform? What happens to the commercial banks then? You give a response to that in a moment. We have a call on the line now. Okay, that call is gone. But I think I have another caller coming on shortly. So let's take that call then. You can respond to the question I just asked. I think I've got a Best from Ruma Olu. Best, you're welcome straight to your comment or question.
Yes, thank you, sir. Quickly, from what our guest on the phone has said, and from my little experience using abused cryptocurrencies, and I've come to understand that the disadvantages that we have, because I will come to the advantage very quickly, disadvantage, the e-Naira doesn't have a form of security when it comes to online trading. Or I won't use it as a trading because it's not tradable. It's just just use as a transaction as you can use our normal Naira. And also, the increment, the function it has, it cannot increase. For example, cryptocurrency can increase when Bitcoin or a particular dollar that controls it increases. It just remains stagnant. It doesn't move.
No, but it does actually. Hello, best, you're wrong. Maybe regular currencies are not as volatile as cryptocurrencies are, but they do appreciate and depreciate as well. That's why you have a forex market. What do you think people trade in the forex market? They trade currencies because they move up and they move down.
Now, see, the problem, you can't convert e-Naira to Bitcoin.
That's a given already. But the earlier issue you raised, Best, about the value of these other currencies like the e-Naira not changing, that premise is wrong because the value does change. Once again, that's why you have the forex market.
Best,
that's too much that I can take. I have to move on right now. Michael, do you want to add anything to Best's comments?
No, you have answered the question correctly. Yeah.
All right, via WhatsApp. Hi, Dio. Please ask a guest why I should transfer money electronically via my banking app first to an e-Naira wallet and then transfer it electronically via e-Naira app to someone else if I can just transfer it to the person directly. That's from Ibi Bozuma.
He's correct. It looks stupid now, but over time, you begin to see the other advantages, right? Like I said, the banks are working in collaboration with the Central Bank of Nigeria. What Central Bank of Nigeria is trying to achieve is that ultimately it will reduce the cost of printing physical cash. They are looking at the long term, and they are looking at a point where other values can be added to that e-Naira wallet. For instance, the last caller was asking, is there, it's flat, can't you make it such that interest? Yeah, BBN can come up tomorrow and say, if you use e-Naira, you might be able to get 0.1% of something as against using physical cash. They can incentivize that, but that will happen later. For now, they just want to keep it simple. One physical naira is equivalent to one e-Naira. Let's move past that as a basis. But over time, a lot of other value will be bundled up on top of what's happening. So yes, it looks stupid. Why would you want to first go through the pain of transferring to your e-Naira wallet before transferring to another person? I get that point. But there are a lot of other things that will work on the back of starting it now. Yeah.
Via WhatsApp, greetings, Dai. I also think that the e-Naira is a good innovation. For instance, the cost of printing 2 billion naira is almost equivalent to 2 billion naira. The physical cash is prone to mutilation and misplacement, while the e-Naira is immune to this. All right, we go to Inamdi from Chuba. Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dai. I have just two questions.
Go ahead.
One of them is, what are the security challenges or the concerns of somebody who has his money in e-Naira? Like somebody who is not maybe technologically inclined or not, should I say, technology savvy in having his money in e-wallet, in his e-Naira wallet, what are the challenges? That's one. Then two. Can I just get the question?
All right, great, Nandi. All right, pardon me. Michael, can you give a response to that, please?
Yes. The number one challenge is that if you transfer money from your current account or savings account to the e-Naira wallet account and you die, chances are that that money might be there forever, because to go and prove that it was you, blah, blah, blah. So that is too easy. It's just the same way people that have bank accounts, they die today, you have to go and bring evidence and all that and all that. So that risk is it. The second risk, which is even being capitalized on, as you and I are discussing now, is that fraudsters have already started taking advantage of the information out there. So for those that are not enlightened, I guess that's one of the benefits of DIO organizing this program. Without enough education, people take advantage of the ignorance of the people that are not enlightened about it. So they might tell you to click on this, you will get transferred this much. So they are capitalizing on it already. So ignorance is a problem. So people will take advantage of the whole thing happening now. So that's another challenge. The third challenge is that much as we want to do financial inclusion using this platform, anybody that is not already financially literate will not catch on easily. So they might need to use a third party, all these POS available there. We call them CANEF. Agents, CANEF is Shared Agency Network Expansion Facility. They are all over the place. So when you are in doubt, just walk up to a certified CANEF agent, and they have a logo. It's green. If you don't see that logo, don't patronize them. They can be fraudsters. So in order to avoid the challenge of fraudsters taking advantage of innocent Nigerians, go to a bank, go to CANEF agent, and go to authorize the TBN offices in almost all the state capitals in Nigeria. You can walk up there. They have a desk that caters for the needs of average Nigerians. Don't allow fraudsters to take advantage of their ignorance and dupe you and scam you.
All right,
so there are a few challenges.
So very quickly, if I want to procure the e-Naira, how do I do that?
You need to first download the app, go through your bank, and I want go through your bank. Don't do it by yourself. There are a lot of fake sites coming up since the CBN launched this thing. And that is where people are losing money. I advise, go to your bank. Go and meet the customer service of your bank. They will set it up for you. They will download the application for you so that you will be sure it is the right one you are downloading. When you finish downloading it, you can then move money from your account with the bank to your e-naira account.
All right. Now, finally, I think to the question I asked you earlier, how will this impact banks? Now, if with all the advantages ascribed to the e-naira, if I move my, I can decide to move all my money from my deposit account to my e-naira wallet. What happens to the commercial banks if majority of Nigerians decide to do that?
They might be affected negatively, but CBN is smart enough. You know, there is a limit. I think it's 500 million naira they have printed e-naira currency. They are also aware that it can impact negatively on the Nigerian banking system, which is why they are collaborating. When this problem you have mentioned now, when it becomes reality, CBN will intervene. They can say, okay, if this money came from, for instance, Access Bank or Diamond Bank or whatever bank, they can say, okay, we should be able to give back equivalent of whatever to this bank because the majority of the money is coming from here. The question you ask is real. It can impact them negatively, yeah.
All right. Any final words for me, Michael, as a wrap up the conversation?
Okay. I just want Nigerians to be aware that fraudsters might want to take advantage of the ignorance of so many people. Read up, visit CBN website, go to your bank when in doubt. Let them educate you. You are their customer. So it is compulsory they enlighten you. The advantages will begin to unfold as we go along. God bless you.
And now to wrap on this conversation, thanks for being a part of it, especially my guest. We've been talking about Nigeria's e-naira, the future of digital currency in the country as well. Michael Ogba is joined via phone from Lagos. He's CEO and MD of CTMO Technology Limited. Michael, many thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Dayo. Yes, bye-bye.